Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on e-learning. Today, let's talk a little bit about learning communities in your online course. Help, I can't do this on my own. A feeling of working in complete isolation used to be something that characterized online courses. However, those times have changed thanks to the design of the learning management solutions, the course instructional strategy, and the presence of all kinds of collaborative tools that are built into the experience. In a typical class, you'll have discussion boards, instant messaging, homepages, wikis, blogs, social networking sites, and other ways of sharing information with your fellow classmates. The bottom line is that you can easily be part of a social network in a very solid and robust learning community. Reaching out to classmates. Your fellow classmates may be the closest friends you'll have while you're taking your online course. You can ask each other questions, share insights about the course. Further, you can review the assignments and clear up any ambiguities that may exist. Collaborative activities, peer review, discussing notes, looking at drafts, discussing where to find things, discussing practice quizzes and exams. You may be at a loss about what to do collaboratively. You certainly agree that it's important to have a learning community, and it's good to have study buddies. How do they work? Your professor can set up the course so that it is easy to collaborate with others. You can review fellow classmates' papers, peer review. You can discuss your notes, respond to movies and audio in the course by posting in the discussion boards, and you can show each other where to find practice exams and quizzes, posting a homepage. One common critique of online courses is that they tend to be dehumanizing. One excellent way to rehumanize the course space is to create a homepage within the confines of the course management system for the specific course you're taking. If your fellow classmates do so as well, you'll have a better sense of who they are and what their interests are. It is amazing how effective it can be to share photos of your pets. People really do connect through their dogs, cats, even Burmese pythons. Twitter and instant messaging connections. Instant messaging can be overdone. However, in today's environment, it's great to be able to get a notice immediately of the issues that affect your health and welfare. For example, if you're taking hybrid courses with a component on campus, it is helpful to get a notice of last-minute safety concerns or campus closures. It is also a great way for professors to send out notices to students and timed reminders to complete certain tasks. Ways to communicate. Social networks. Sharing Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn information can be very helpful to you when practical and appropriate. You can go into more depth, share information that may be considered a bit irrelevant or tangential to the actual course. Further, you can develop a sense of affiliation and develop increased confidence in what you do. Sharing files via email. The mechanics of sharing files can be rather elusive to some students. It's really a matter of practicing. The key is to share information in several different ways. Share via email, post to discussion boards, and post to other shared resource sites, wikis, blogs, etc. Sharing links to resources. Most courses will require individuals to do at least some degree of online research. You can do so by linking to online resources or showing the path to online library archives. And in either case, it's good to explain the rationale for using the database. How did you choose that database? Why is it effective? How do you plan to use the articles? These are critical questions. So think about these things when you are taking your course, and remember that there are many tried and true strategies for developing a support group, an online learning community. Thank you. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on e-learning.